there, I'm Heather Stang from the Mindfulness and Grief Institute. We're often told that journaling for grief can be really helpful, but starting with a blank piece of paper can be really intimidating. Today, I want to give you three tips to help you write after loss. The first is to use something like a guided journal. For instance, my new one, which is From Grief to Peace, or you can find journaling prompts just by Googling grief journaling prompts on the internet. The second thing to do is to set a timer and maybe write for just 1 or 2 minutes at a time. That takes the pressure off of you to sit down and write for 15, 20 minutes or longer. The reality is a little bit of writing is better than none at all. And finally, you can also do things like write from a different point of view. Instead of writing from I, you could write as though you're an outside observer, or maybe write from the perspective of the person that you're now missing. Journaling has been shown to be incredibly helpful at alleviating anxiety, helping us get back to sleep, process emotions, and find meaning after loss. Of course, that doesn't mean that we're trading out what we love for what our life is now. We would rather have the people in our lives than have to go through the painful lessons that loss teaches us. So if you're interested in bringing journaling into your life, check out From Grief to Peace. Get yourself a favorite pen or pencil, set a timer, and start writing.